Right. This is a very nervous Izzy. Izzy, I am a member of the leadership team here, and I've been asked to share about a few verses in the Bible as part of the Advent story this morning. I hope you can all hear me. So, first of all, I was thinking, you know, we call that little bit at the back the kitchenette because it's, we add et on, because it's the big kitchen with an et on. So I thought, maybe this is a sermonette. So I was messaging my friend Jesse on WhatsApp saying I'm having a go tomorrow and doing a little sermonette, expecting the spell checker to throw it back at me, and it accepted it. So obviously I didn't invent this word. A sermonette already exists, but hey ho. So for years I've wanted to see whales in the sea, not the country, but I've never managed it. Maybe I didn't prioritise it enough, who knows. But earlier this year, I decided that I was never going to achieve that item on my bucket list, so I deleted it. Told myself that I can't have everything in life and left it. Anyway, I was fortunate to be able to go on holiday in September, and where we were staying, they were running boat trips to see whales. So we went, and wonder of wonders, I actually saw some whales swimming through the sea. Admittedly, they weren't quite as big as what I'd envisaged a whale to be, but then if they had been, they'd probably have upturned the boat, so God is good. So, bucket lists, for those who are not familiar with the term. A bucket list is a list that people put together that says what they would like to achieve or do before they die. Sadly, sometimes people are terminally ill, make a list of things they would love to do with what life they have left. Other times, people like myself of a certain age, knowing that their lifespans are limited, make a list of the things they'd like to do. Some are travel, and others are seeing friends, or catching up with family, or learning a new hobby. As part of Advent, I've been asked to share my thoughts on the verses Luke 2, verses 22 to 25, light of the world, light revealed. This tells the story of Simeon and what was on his bucket list, and boy, it didn't disappoint. Let's read the passage. If you want to read on your devices or in a Bible, it's actually Luke 2, verses 22 to 35. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, that's after Jesus was born, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die until he'd seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. The child's mother and father marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed him and said to Mary, his mother, the child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. So, what an item to have on a bucket list, although rather different, because it seems that Simeon was told by God that he would see the Messiah before he passed away. Simeon didn't really make a list of what he wanted, although he must have yearned for it. We don't actually know a lot about Simeon, except that what is stated in Luke's Gospel. He was a prophet and obviously closely tuned into God. If he could be told that he would see the Messiah. The narrative emphasizes Simeon's righteousness and devotion, highlighting his upright character and unwavering commitment to God's commandments. His life was marked by faithfulness, and he stood out as a beacon of righteousness in the religious landscape of Jerusalem. His devoutness was further shown by his patient expectation of the consolation of Israel. This phrase refers to the long-awaited Messiah, the one who would bring comfort, salvation, and redemption to the people of Israel. Simeon's life was characterized by eager anticipation of the fulfillment of God's promises. The mention of the Holy Spirit being upon Simeon is significant, indicating divine guidance and empowerment. And the spiritual connection underscores Simeon's unique role in the narrative of salvation history. Did Simeon expect to see a baby? Not a Messiah, grown-up king? Did Simeon have any wider knowledge? We don't know. But what we do know is that when he saw the baby Jesus, he knew that this was the Messiah, and then he prophesied. Simeon's prophecy revealed to Mary that she would not be able to hold on to her son forever. The day would come when she would need to let him go, let him serve the wider world for the good of many, and she learned that this would be terribly painful. This was Simeon's big reveal. What is a big reveal? Maybe for us, if you get lucky enough to go to London, going to London well before Christmas, when the big stores have all the blinds down on the windows, while people behind the blinds beaver away, producing the most fantastic displays. And then a day comes when the lights are switched on, and the blinds are pulled up, and the scenes inside are revealed. Have we had experience of a big reveal? Some people's experience of getting to know Jesus is a slow walk towards him. Some people have a big reveal when suddenly they see Jesus for what he is and are converted, as we call it, there and then on the spot. Some people become Christians and then later God reveals a plan to them for their lives or a new direction to follow. This got me thinking about who else in the Bible had a big reveal. And there are many, many, many. Just picked out three, a superhero day. Mary, when she met the gardener by the empty tomb after Jesus had died and asked him where he had laid Jesus. John 20, verse 4. At this she turned and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked a woman, "Why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've put him and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Certainly a big reveal. The disciples on the road to Emmaus, Luke 24, verses 13 to 35. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us. It's nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went and stayed with them. And when he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him as he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked to us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" Another big reveal. Saul on the road to Damascus, Acts 9. As he journeyed, Saul, came near to Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus, who you're persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads. So he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what do you want me to do? At that point, when Saul called Jesus Lord, must have been a moment of a big reveal. So, is Advent a big reveal for us? As we travel towards Christmas, we know what the big reveal will be, because we've walked this way in other years. But there are still challenges. It's the easy option to say, we know this path, we know this scenario. So I'm going to put to you three challenges and then a question. Are we ready for a big reveal? Are we really ready for God to speak to us? Do we want a big reveal? The obvious answers are yes, and of course, but do we really want a big reveal of God? And thirdly, are we in the right place for a big reveal? Are we in a position with God, in a place to even have a big reveal? And my last question, and lastly, does your bucket list have any big reveals of God or Jesus? Or is it just full of places to visit and normal practical things? In other words, is there serious time in our lives for whatever God may bring your way? I'd like to close with a prayer. May we be prepared for any big reveals that you bring our way, and may we embrace them. And this year, really enter into the big reveal that is Christmas after Advent. May we, like Simeon, see beyond the baby child and see the Messiah King. Amen.